From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo, that announcement coming hours after the last convoy of residents had left the city. Stephan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
The next steps, of course, is to look at where do the people who are being evacuated go and whether they, in the winter, will be actually not suffering further. Because some of them have went to West Aleppo, few. Many have gone to the rural part of Aleppo, which is in the armed-controlled areas, in the armed opposition. And therefore, again, a question about how to make sure that the humanitarian aid from the UN can reach them.
And the U.S. officials are also saying they remain concerned about the future of those evacuated from Aleppo. Police in Australia have several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day, and that they've been arrested. Victoria Police Chief said that five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they had planned to attack high-profile locations in the city. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in the Palestinian territories. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department response on the resolution and possible postponement.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing, so we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are to see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the Obama administration to veto the resolution. This is VOA News.